USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi of California announced Sunday night the House will vote Thursday on the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill. That's the smaller one, pushing back an original plan vote for today. Lawmakers will still debate the bill on the House floor on Monday, but the actual vote will be pushed to September 30th. The vote is only part of what seems to be a jam-packed week in the House. In addition to the vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, Democrats are also aiming to take action on the $3.5 trillion social spending program. Also looming for the first time in U.S. history, the federal government could default on our $28 trillion debt, as a government shutdown will happen October 1st if lawmakers can't get together. So when Las Vegas, Nevada spent nearly $2 billion on a new stadium for the Raiders football club, it appears the new digs come with microphones in the goalposts. The miss by the Dolphins kicker allowed the Raiders to win in overtime 31-28 on Sunday. USA Radio News.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
The Biden administration has allowed roughly 12,000 Haitian illegal immigrants into the country. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says as many as 12,000 illegal immigrants from Haiti have been released into the U.S.
About 3,000 are actually in detention. And we make those detention determinations in the best interest of the American public. Others are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored by us. We impose conditions upon them.
Secretary Mayorkas on Fox News Sunday says that number could rise as another 5,000 cases are processed.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Sam, which strengthened to a major Category 4 storm Saturday morning, remained a major storm and is expected to fluctuate in intensity over the next 24 hours. Sam is located 800 miles east-southeast from the northern Leeward Islands. That's where the Caribbean Sea meets the western Atlantic. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Back in 2013, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming voted against gay marriage, a decision she tells CBS News was a mistake as her gay sister and American attitudes have changed.
It's wrong. I love my sister very much. I love her family very much, and I was wrong. It's a very personal issue and very personal for my family. I believe that my dad was right, and my sister and I have had that conversation. This is an issue that we have to recognize, as human beings, that we need to work against discrimination of all kinds in our country, in our state. We were at an event a few nights ago, and there was a young woman who said she doesn't feel safe sometimes because she's transgender, and nobody should feel unsafe. Freedom means freedom for everybody.
New COVID-19 cases in the United States are declining, but hospitals are still being strained in some areas of the country with low vaccine rates. 70 million Americans remain unvaccinated. On Sunday, nearly 86,700 people were reported infected. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Sunday.
We made it possible for people to be eligible, but they really have to identify their own individual risk and their own individual benefit. And I recognize that this is confusing.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.